Future Vision.
Future Vision.
Future Vision.
Conversation, music, news, and more.
Hosted by Neighborhood Academy teens.
Listen to us on SoundCloud or at youthexpress.org.
Catch the future.
Welcome to Future Vision on Youth Express. Recorded live from the Neighborhood Academy. This is Paige, and I'm in ninth grade. Joining me is
Jocelyn, and I'm in eighth grade.
This is Jay, and I'm in ninth grade.
Today, we'll be discussing challenges faced by Black women.
We also have an exclusive interview with Jenny Benford from the Homewood Cemetery.
But first, since Halloween is coming up, we're going to be talking about some Halloween activities.
Are you tired of basic parties with lame candies like Kit Kats and Reese Cups? My name is Quantasia Barnett. Here's how to make Graveyard Chocolate Cheesecake Dip. This is a spooky blend of chocolate and sugar. Want to try this? Well, here's the recipe. 1 package of cream cheese, 1/4 cup of unsalted butter, 5 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 2 tablespoons of light brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/2 tablespoons of kosher salt, 2 tablespoons of milk, 2 cups of powdered sugar. That's how you make Graveyard Chocolate Cheesecake Dip.
My name is Josiah. I'm 14 years old and I go to the Neighborhood Academy. The title of my poem is Halloween Night. Come on out and have some fun. Well, ghouls and goblins are free to run house to house to collect some loot and later come home and gather it in a group. Once a year on this night so clear, just wait till next year to experience the fear. I wrote this poem because Halloween is my favorite holiday. It's the day after my birthday.
This is Jocelyn, and I have 3 pieces of advice for trick-or-treaters. 1, make sure you check your candy before you eat it. 2, have fun. And 3, have manners when you're asking for your candy.
Hi, my name is Renee, and I have 3 pieces of advice for trick-or-treaters. 1, observe local laws. 2, put thought into costumes. 3, respect property.
I'm Julian Butler, and I'm in 10th grade.
I'm Faye Foster, and I am in 11th grade.
Hi, I am Maya Smallwood, and I am in the 12th grade. And today, we are interviewing Jenny Benford, Director of Programming at the Homewood Cemetery Historical Fund.
And what that means is I get to do a lot of research on the people buried there. There are over 78,000 people buried there. Whenever someone is buried, a set of data is captured. The name, age, where they were born, where they died, cause of death, and where they're buried. So we know where everyone is. There are sections in the cemetery, older sections, where very few people have markers, because they couldn't afford it. But we know where they are. We have all of their names. And so when you come into the cemetery, you think you're seeing everything, but you're not.
So what was like one of the first ones that you studied, you looked into when you got your job?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I always go for the stories that people don't know about. So one of the first stories I stumbled across, it was very much by mistake. It's not really a happy story, but the gentleman's name is Walter Billows. And Walter Billows was the first African-American assistant district attorney in Pittsburgh. And in 1900, he sued a white restaurant owner for refusing to serve him. And this story made the national news. It was in newspapers in Spokane. It was in newspapers in Juneau, Alaska. He sued this restaurant owner in downtown Pittsburgh, and he won. Okay, he sued him for $5,000. He won the case. Do you know how much he was awarded? 6¼ cents.
I would like to hear the story of a tragic death, like something crazy interesting.
In 1952, there was a gentleman who worked there as a gravedigger, and in 1952, there was not a backhoe to dig graves. So the grave digging at Homewood was done by pickaxe and shovel. And at that point, I looked it up. There were over 50,000 people buried there. So every one of those graves was a pickaxe and a shovel. Imagine the work. So there's a guy named William Hill. He went by Bill. So his name is Bill Hill. And Bill Hill is digging a grave in one of the single grave sections. And when he gets done, he crawls out and his boss is waiting there. And his boss says, Bill, just cover it up. The family changed their mind. They want a grave in another section, but we know we'll be using this one soon. Just cover it up. So they put some wood over it. And Bill gets on the bus, and on the way home, he has a heart attack and dies. Well, guess where they buried him? In the grave that he dug. Yep. Yep, exactly. 1901, and this is a man named Frank Flowers. And Frank Flowers is in an unmarked grave in Section 15. And when you go to our interment books to look him up, it, like I said, it'll show you his name, his age, where he lived, blah, 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 cause of death. Cause of death for Frank Flowers is standing up in a roller coaster. It's a bad idea.
Did you ever feel like you was being haunted?
Did you ever witness anything paranormal?
No. I get that question a lot, but we are about as unspooky a place as you could possibly find. We are 200 acres of light and green grass and red-tailed hawks and deer, and we had a fox family this year. People drive their bikes through. It's a beautiful place. We're not very spooky at all. I think we disappoint people, but we're not spooky and we're not haunted, and we're unfailingly pleasant. I apologize. In fact, I decided one day to do some research online. I was looking at this wonderful website called newspapers.com, and I put in Homewood Cemetery ghost. And you know what came up? A story came up about three young boys who were arrested for running around the cemetery in 1932 wearing a sheet, trying to scare people. So that's about as ghostly as we get.
So did you work at any other cemeteries other than the Homewood Cemetery?
I grew up in Ohio in a town that I bet none of you have heard of. It's called Elyria. And my favorite cousins lived down the street from a cemetery called Ridge Lawn. And we used to play hide and seek there. And I was very comfortable going there. My dad's parents were buried at a cemetery that we used to have to drive out to get to. It's one of those flat ones where none of the markers are above ground. So all you see is grass. And we used to feed the geese there. So I've always loved history. I've always loved cemeteries. And when I came to Pittsburgh and realized that the types of cemeteries that are here are huge and vast and important, I realized I could do some work there. So I was pretty lucky that I was able to follow up on something I've always been interested in.
Does your husband like say anything? Like, is he like a supportive person when it comes to your job?
My husband is a writer, and he's a musician, and he writes about music, specifically jazz. And we've got some really interesting jazz musicians at Homewood. In fact, arguably our most famous resident, quote unquote, at Homewood is Errol Garner. And so he understands the importance of the people there. When I suggested we get married there, he didn't blink. No one in our family did. They know us well. My son, who is now 10, gets a little annoyed that every now and then he's got to spend the afternoon with me at the cemetery. But once we get there and he starts helping me look for the markers, or we start counting how many deer there are, once we get there, he's okay with it.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn, and I'm in 8th grade.
I'm Amory, and I'm in 9th grade.
And today, we'll be discussing challenges of Black women in life and in the workplace. Joining us today is Chanessa Scholler of SLB Radio. Hello, Chanessa.
Hello, I'm so happy to be joining you today. I think that we should start by me asking you a question. I want to know, what are some of the challenges that you face as young Black women in school, in life in general?
I lost my mom when I was 11, and it's been hard to relate, like find somebody else to teach me the way of the world, because it's different when it's a white woman and when it's a Black woman, because we still have barriers to overcome.
Wow, you are very strong. Very strong. And I feel like I can relate to that. My mom passed away when I was 15 years old.
I lost my dad in a motorcycle accident when I was 6 years old. And that was hard to grow up without him.
It is hard to grow up and like you have all these things going on and there's really no one around you that can relate. Like, I played volleyball forever. You know, and I didn't have anyone to come to my games. And when my mom passed, people were like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. So you kind of just have to keep pushing and be positive.
I'm Paige and I'm in 9th grade. I lost my mom too. That's hard, but I learned how to cope with it and I'm still trying to do it. I'm growing up, so I'm going to have to learn how to do stuff by myself. So losing my mom, it was a bad thing, but it was in God's plan because I'm maturing. My dad was always there. He just don't understand some things. and he's kind of tough. Moms are usually like nurturing. He's not. We kind of get in arguments. It's because we don't understand each other.
I completely understand. I had a similar situation when my mom passed. She was married, so I lived with my stepdad. He was really tough, super afraid that I was going to get pregnant in high school. That's not even the path that I was going on, but I think it's important that you kind of place yourself around that feminine energy, a woman that can lift you up and kind of guide you. It is important that you find a mentor. I mean, I'm always open to being a mentor if you ever need one, but what else are you guys facing?
I feel like Black women, if we get angry, we look crazy. We should be able to stick up for ourselves without looking crazy.
Whew, let me speak on that. That's like a never-ending thing. Let me tell you, when I walked in this room, you guys were having fun and somewhat loud, but like in my eyes, because I can relate, I see like brilliance. And some people see like they need to settle down, do the little perfect girl thing and be quiet. When you feel strongly about something, your gestures are a little bit different, you know, your loudness. And some people are like, whoa, calm down, lady. You don't have to do that. You're really just passionate about what you're saying. You can be who you are.
I'm Swana, and I feel like as Black women, we have high standards because when certain people see Black people, they think, oh, she might be broke, or oh, she might live in the hood. So like Black people feel like they gotta have a high standard. They have to have all the nicest clothes because without it, they're known as broke. But as white people, like you can be as rich as you want and wear whatever and everybody will just think it's a style. But with us, if we wear whatever, we look broke, or our moms is broke, or we're ghetto. Like it's us, like as Black females, we feel like we have to, not even females, but males too, we feel like we have to compete with everybody else so we don't look broke.
I completely agree, and it has the potential to ruin us if we don't recognize that material things don't make us great. Like, I saw someone actually, this is not to be judgmental, they were wearing like Fendi something and like all these different brands. I mean, I think they were all fake, but it's just that image that you want people to see. Like, it's just not worth it. You guys should really get comfortable with who you are. You don't have much money, cool. If you have a lot of money, manage it well, and don't make fun of other people that don't have something that you have. But I completely agree. We have to get better about that.
That concludes our discussion. Thank you, Janessa, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
That concludes this episode of Future Vision on Youth Express.
Recorded live from the Neighborhood Academy. Special thanks to Ms. Janessa Schroller from SLB Radio and to Ms. Jenny Benford from the Homewood Cemetery.
We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org.
Youth Express! Catch the